All right, beautiful people. It's Nate Max here from innate-awareness.com. It's been a while in between voice messages. I guess I haven't really felt to put much out there. I've been observing, actually. I've just gotten back into some research lately. I've been doing a lot more inner work on myself, which is good as well. Now, I was just scrolling through my feed, and not really that happy with the feed at the moment. There's a lot of COVID stuff on there. It's all true and it's good. It's interesting hearing how the narrative's falling apart. But I think we actually need to now be a bit vigilant for what is plan two. What is plan B? The New World Order seems to be in a retreat mode right now. They're getting smashed everywhere. There's an uprising all around the world right now, like never before, ever in history. Now, one thing I want you to remember for the people who are like, oh, you know, is it happening? We have been censored off every single platform, right? Absolutely censored 98% off the internet, yet the information is still pervading. It's coming out everywhere, which is great, beautiful, brilliant news. Imagine we weren't censored, how much information there would be. Do you remember years ago? Must have been 8 years ago, 9 years ago, 10 years ago, when I first started using Facebook. It was such a good tool for information. I just constantly got tinctures and cures and herbal mixtures and recipes and gardening hacks and all this stuff about Monsanto. And I actually thoroughly enjoyed Facebook, and man, I got a lot of good information. And it's such a shame that it turned into the tool. I mean, obviously it was always that tool. It was always designed that way to get people in and get all the information on us, which they've done now, and then censor us off it. So that's ultimately what it was for. But yeah, it's just a shame, because even my Instagram and that, you know, I got shadow banned very early, but for a while there, it was bloody awesome. It was really good just to have all these volumes of information coming at you. So anyway, now where we are, we're at a point where obviously we're going to alternate platforms. And one thing I want to say, which I'm now happy about, is that I reckon in the last 10 years, I could have posted fucking anything on my wall and people would like it and share it without even looking at it, right? And that's the thing I used to do sometimes. I used to do trick posts on my website, right? I'd post the heading, and then when you click into the actual post, it's like a picture of whatever. Nothing to do with the post, and people would click and comment on it. And I'm like, did you even read the post? And now what I'm noticing, a lot more people are getting critical on my page and other pages, which is great. I'm happy to see people who seem to be doing more of their own research now. And not only that, the awareness seems to be there around consciousness, because this is all tied to consciousness, right? I say this all the time. This whole scenario is tied to... Is my dog doing a shit in the water? Oh my God, he is too. That's hilarious. That was sneaky. Fuck. I've never seen that in the 12 years I've owned him. He's literally looks like T-Rex dropping nuggets in the water. Full sidetracked. So yeah, so we're on these platforms, and sometimes it feels different. You know, I do feel it feels different beyond Telegram and things like that. I seem to used to put more effort into Facebook for some reason, or it felt like I was reaching different people. I don't know. There's a different energy behind Telegram. Telegram seems empty sometimes. Or just not sure what it is. I can't put my finger on it. Now, anyway, there's talk of martial law in 90 days. I just had a couple of mates say it, but like, I'm not really buying into it. I actually feel like anything they're going to try now is going to fall apart. They can try to do this, but people will just pick it apart. They can try to bring out another fucking 50 variants, but we'll just pick that apart too. Because ultimately, the narrative's finished, right? COVID narrative, it's been finished for all of us for over 2 years, right? We didn't buy into it from the start. Although in the last, you know, 3 months, when everyone has been getting sick from radiation poisoning and the protein spike shedding, I've been noticing a lot of people, they message me like, Nate, I've just got over the Rona. And I'm like, can you fucking stop using that language? Call it what it is. and use the correct language and stop giving it energy by calling it Corona and all that, you know, Corona, SARS, COVID, Omicron, fucking Delta, whatever you want to call it. It doesn't exist. It only exists if you get a PCR test and you cycle it up to 40 cycles. Because ultimately you can find a little speck of anything and call it something. It's the only place it exists. It doesn't exist under the microscope. It doesn't exist anywhere. The CDC, the World Health Organization, all these corrupt organizations, your local government, no doctors, no scientists, no one has a viable sample of it because it doesn't exist, right? So let's just use the correct language and shut that down, because it's really important, because we're spellcasting. We're casting spells every time we buy into someone else's narrative. And this world is one big giant narrative, and it just depends on how many people buy into it. Now, I said earlier in a post that, you know, the New World Order is definitely on the run right now. I mean, look at Canada. What an exceptionally brilliant moment happening over there. You got people saying, oh, it's a psyops and all that, whatever. That's good. People are going to say that around everything. Like I said, everything they try and do now, we're going to turn it around. We used to protest in an aggressive way. Now it's peaceful protests with music, with song, with dance, with families, with kids, with elders, with call and response. And everyone's wearing white and it's beautiful and the energy is great. Like every facet of our lives, we are currently turning around. Literally, people are putting composting toilets in their houses because they don't want to flush anymore. They're composting their garbage and their fruits and veg or whatever, and they're putting it in the garden. They're thinking about what products they're buying. They're going direct to the farmers. They're not buying for Woolworths and Coles anymore. They're planting and growing their own food. We are seeing a mass scale awakening on all levels. Now, just because it's not on the mainstream news, moo! Just because it's not on the mainstream news doesn't mean that's not happening. Now, the people who question the awakening are the ones who probably are still watching the TV. You know, I haven't watched the mainstream news for I don't know how many years. I've sat down for like a few minutes at someone's house or whatever, but I haven't actually watched it. I used to watch it every now and then just to see what liars are up to, because generally you can get a good understanding of what they're going to do by looking at their liars. So that's like not a bad play to do that as well, you know, to get into their mind of what they're peddling, you know. And obviously the next phase is the climate change, you know, blah, 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 which I think that's going to fall apart at the seams too, because we already know about climate change and it's always changing and carbon dioxide and all that crap. We've gone through that before. Oh, where's my dog gone now? So anyway, what I want us to do is let's start putting our magnifying glasses on and start basically focusing on creating, but also what is in the pipeline, and be prepared. The more vigilant, the more prepared we are, the better we can react to situations. So there's definitely an imminent false flag attack warning for America at the moment. General Flynn said that in the Alex Jones interview. I highly suggest you guys start watching and listening to Alex Jones InfoWars. Go to the podcast and download it every night, or go to band.video. It's very, very on the money now. Same with David Icke. David Icke is so fucking on the money. It's unbelievable. These guys are absolutely killing it right now. So get onto their pages, support them, buy their products. You know, Alex has got a whole bunch of really good nutraceuticals, like incredibly good products. So worthwhile getting on there and supporting the people who have been supporting us for a very long time. Now, we are going to be running retreats, depending on what happens in the next few months, but we are getting sorted and organized to run big retreats where we can literally turn people inside out for 10 days. Now, I've run plenty of retreats before in the past. These ones are just going to be, rather than us doing them a 6 or a 7 out of 10 for all different walks of life, these are going to be a 9 out of 10, as in along the lines of how deep we're going to go. There's no time for fence sitting anymore. There's no time for playing it safe. You're all in now, or you're all out. That's basically where it's at. And Australia hasn't been hurt enough up until now for people to care. But now we've been absolutely fucking slammed. People lost their jobs, businesses, relationships, partners, people's haven't been able to visit their grandparents, all types of shit like that. Now that that's happening, that's wounded and hurt enough Australians that now they're willing to fight, which is a good thing, because we've had a good here. We've had a very good. Here you go. And now we're at the point where people are rising up, they're pushing back, they've had enough, and this is a good thing. We needed to get into this warrior mode. And I imagine we're only going to be going through this process for another few years before we really start clearing everything out and we're on the upper. I don't see this going forever. You can feel it now, it's shifting right now. The awareness is shifting. People aren't getting the boosters, not even vaccinated people want the boosters and all that. So there's been so many damaged people in the last 6 months that you can't hide it anymore. I mean, it was bad enough before with the old rollout of the MMR and all the rest of it, but now it's tenfold worse. So you just can't hide that type of damage, I guess. So yeah, that I reckon the next 2 months we'll have the property already, and then it'll be sorted for 25 people to come down. And we'll be doing a 10-day immersion, and that'll be covering, you know, all bases. A lot of things I can't talk about on Telegram and what we're going to get up to. But basically, you guys will have the option after to go on for another 2 days elsewhere and dive deep in some plant medicines as well. But we're talking breathwork, rebirthing, Wim Hof, cold plunging, ice baths, incredible food. The accommodation is going to be in yurts in the forest, glamping, in a place of no phone reception, so it'll be full healing, so you guys can drop in and do what you have to do. And I feel this is good timing too, because the internet's just not doing it for me anymore. It hasn't been doing it for me for like 3 years. I don't get that much enjoyment out of it anymore, because really, if I wasn't deleted and censored all those years ago, I'd probably have a million followers by now, you know. So it's almost, I get the psyops, it's like it's not worth doing it because you're being censored, but it's also important to keep doing it anyway and keep the pressure on until this is really finished, until we're really finished with this shit and we can back off. So they will be coming up, and yeah, I look forward to working with people. The co-host that I'm bringing on, incredible. I've been working with these people, and I've hand-picked my friends, my family, and the people I work with over the last 10 years. I've grabbed the best people I know from all different industries, and now I have them at my disposal. And I've been working with these people for so many years that the integrity, the way they function, the way they work, their hopes, dreams, and their ambitions, their energy, and everything about them is primed and ready. We really have a super team of people. And the only hard thing is actually just choosing a few, because there's so many good people around us at the moment. So yeah, it's gonna be good. It's gonna be deep, it's gonna be big. There's gonna be a lot of releasing, probably a lot of crying, a lot of laughing, a lot of people having massive breakthroughs. And you won't be the same after this retreat. That's my guarantee. You will not be the same person. You'll be leaving completely turned inside out. And the idea is to turn people inside out, but then also have a support network after, so people can continue growing and doing what they have to do and not just have a mind-bending experience and then slip back into the old ways. So we've got a lot of tools, protocols, and processes that we can use after, even just online stuff too. So the online stuff's very helpful and useful. We can do Zooms and we can check in and catch up and all the rest of it. So anyway, guys, what I'm suggesting is let's keep the pressure on. Keep your posting, keep the letterbox dropping, keep getting your information and putting your information together so you have it all, you have access to it, you know what you're talking about. There's nothing better than when you're out somewhere and a conversation starts and you have the information in your mind, then you have it saved on your phone, and or you have like A4 pages ready to go in your car or in your bag or whatever, and you just go, here, this is about masks, here, this is about mandates, this is about this, here's this. Hey, did you know about Fauci? Boom, 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 boom. And you're not forcing it down their throat. You're just being very fucking informed to the point where they're like, okay, this person knows their shit. Because ultimately we are in an information war, and above that we're in a frequency war with the phone towers, the non-physical, the entities, all the off-world fuckery that's going on. And that's where it's heading. We are heading for the last few stages, which will be the attempt of World War III, China, Russia, whatever. But on a collective consciousness level, I don't see that happening, because nobody wants war. No one wants war. Not even the soldiers really want to go to war. Okay, they get bored and they want some action. But ultimately, human beings do not want war. So the collective consciousness has risen above war. You know, massive war. There's little wars going on all over the place at all times, race wars and divide and all that. But a giant World War III and nukes and stuff going off, I highly doubt that. I don't think that's on the cards. I think it's not going to be allowed on the higher levels, because there's no lessons for us in war. We're getting lessons now. We're getting huge lessons now. It's the awareness and the awakening of our government, the way we're living, our healthcare system, our education system, our so-called leaders, our celebrities. Oh, the celebrities. Oh, we're going to Hollywood. That's literally falling apart. Hollywood is a train wreck. It's falling apart. And consciousness is just streaming through, and people are just not even buying into that shit anymore. And the only issue and thing we have to be really cautious of is our children. You know, we're to keep the children away from all the indoctrination and programming, and have them growing up as kids that are connected to nature, to love, to family, to good food, and teach them morals and common sense and critical thinking. You know, that's the three best things you can teach your child is critical thinking, morals, and your intuition. Morally, what are you doing? What are you feeling inside? You know, what does your intuition tell you? Move, come here, come on, up you come, let's go. This way. And then food, cooking, gardening. And that's the important things, right? How to cook food. Or how to create food, if you're not even cooking food, right? How to grow food. To understand how to be healthy. The rest of it's just a load of shit. The only debt you have on this planet, and remember this, guys, the only debt you have on planet Earth is to show up for your friends and family. Everything else is imaginary. It's fictitious. If you have a mortgage or you have a fine or something, up you come, come on. It's literally fictitious. Just show up for your friends and family. That's the only debt you have to be the best version of yourself. Let's go up, up, come on. Come on, old man. Sorry, guys, I've had a lot of people at my house the last month. It's been absolutely beautiful. I'm just in a processing phase, going through some emotional stuff, and just working out where I want to be, what I'm doing, getting pretty clear on a few things. So I have been a little bit quiet, but I will be coming back on with a few more interviews and all the rest of it. But also, when I'm quiet, it's good. So I want to be doing this stuff all the time, you know? I want to know that everyone else is doing this stuff and I can pull back. Got some big storms coming. My dog's freaking out. But yeah, let's look into the future, peer into the future. As I say, it's very simple what we have to do now. The health, the healing, the detoxing, the awareness, the mindfulness. Fighting with our dollars. Wait. Come on. Let's go. And keep it simple. Don't back off. Don't back the pressure off. We're not home yet, but we are on the home stretch, I feel. Up you get. Come on. Let's go. Pause up. Pause up. So I will chat to you all soon. The link is somewhere above for the previous retreats that we run in Bali. So you can get a bit of understanding. You can get a bit of a feel for what they're going to be like. And I'll tell you what I created in that last one compared to what I've got in mind for this next one, it's two very different outcomes. But the end goal is going to be huge transformation. We're going to be pushing people, you know, you're going to be pushed. You're going to be pushed to your boundaries in these retreats, and you're going to have the most beautiful human metamorphosis, butterfly effect. I've got Jake, the Chi Master. He's coming on board. He's going to be doing three big sessions and blowing your minds. I've got guest speakers coming in, incredible guest speakers, famous people you know. It's jam-packed. We're going to be doing sweat lodges. We're going to be doing some harpe, a little bit of plant medicine, nothing too much. Just enough to open people's hearts and change their thinking and their way of viewing the world. Anyway, guys, keep up the good work. Now, I noticed for ages, there's these two people that were commenting on all of my posts straight away. As soon as I posted, one person would write, "really," and the other person would write, "interesting." And each time they did it, I had no comments on any of the posts. And then it wasn't until I deleted them last night that now comments are starting again. So I don't know if that was almost like some Telegram bot thing, but it looked like it actually stopped me from receiving comments. So kind of strange. I'm not sure what Telegram's doing. But anyway, and I've also got a bunch of new products on the website, but I haven't really done videos to explain to you guys what they do. But we've got some pretty good stuff like quercetin. I've got the black minerals now, the ocean minerals, stabilized oxygen. They're all pretty cheap products and they're all highly effective. So I'll hopefully get on with Scott this week and we'll do a video and explain what they're about and why they're so useful. But they're on there on my shop. I think I'm actually getting one more batch of ivermectin next week, and I've said it twice, it's the last one I'm going to get, but I think there's actually might be one left. Now, if you've read the PubMed articles on the ivermectin, it's not just good for COVID and all that, it's actually something, well, I actually used to sell ivermectin and fenbendazole many years ago, not many years ago, but for many years, and it's called the Joe Tippins Protocol. And it's basically a parasite and worming protocol, which is incredibly powerful because most people have an overgrowth of parasites and worms. And the videos that are on my Telegram now, if you scroll up, it's got a woman showing what's inside the vaccines, and there's three-legged spider beings. So if people are being injected with them or it's spreading or whatever the fuck's happening, I mean, take your pick. There's about 10 different timelines that are panning out at the moment on what this stuff does. And that's why the ivermectin's so good, because it's actually killing off parasites, and it's killing off these fucking things that are being injected into these poor vaccinated people. So it's good to do a worming protocol once or twice a year. Just before summer's a good time to smash the parasites and the worms, because that's when they're going off, you know? And then you get to feel what it feels like to actually have, you know, a break in mental insanity, and then most people's mental insanity comes from parasites. They actually control your brain. They get in your brain and they control what you want to eat, who you want to hang out with, the situations you gravitate towards, because they're tied to a frequency band, but they're also tied to off-world entities. The worms and the parasites are the way into your body for then entities to hijack your field and to access you on a non-physical level. So it really is a science fiction movie. I hope you guys enjoyed the one I did with Harold Krasvella recently. We're actually going to do another interview in the next week or two to really explain and talk about the radionics equipment, because we need to get this radionics technology out to the vaccinated people to stop them basically becoming phone towers. I can't even believe we're having these conversations anymore, you know? It's like, it's ridiculous. I wish I was wrong half the time too, but yeah, it's pretty obvious what they're trying to push. So yeah, anyway, I might have another bunch of the ivermectins coming in. We've got the full spectrum liposomal encapsulated CBD. That's going really well. We've also got two other CBD products. One's a blend, which is a THC and CBD blend. I don't stock that, but we can help you acquire it. And then there's another one, which is almost like a high THC, which is super aggressive on pain. They both are quite aggressive on pain. But both of them can be used for melanomas and moles and cancerous stuff on the skin. So rather than using your black salve, you can easily just use the high THC cannabis oil, and you put a few drops on a Band-Aid or straight on it, and then you basically change the Band-Aid twice a day and keep redoing the oil, and that will make the tumor or the skin cancer, the melanoma, that will make it disappear. So it'll actually just get smaller and disappear rather than going through the black salve process where the whole thing comes out. And you definitely don't want to use black salve on your face, because you can really damage your face and leave a giant gaping hole there. So you want to be very careful with using the old black salve. So if you're interested in the CBD, let us know. If you're interested in being a distributor and making a little earn and a side hustle, there's a bunch of people who are doing it now and are all making a good little bit of money. And also getting really fucking good products out to sick people. The testimonials are just absolutely out of this world, especially with the new CBD, the liposomal encapsulated one. It's 5 to 7 times more bioavailable than normal CBD. And that also sits in my military grade scalar machine as upgraded with scalar frequencies. So it sits in there for about an hour. I'll put a video up in the next few days of that happening so you know what it is. It's a 50 grand US machine and it creates a scalar field, basically like a chi field, but scalar. And yeah, it infuses them with these frequencies and you can taste the difference after it's been sitting in the machine. And that's why it's so good. It's biodynamic, it's liposomal encapsulated, it's quite strong. And the thing is, right, people are seeing legal CBD out there, right? The legal CBD has grown in mass production and they're only allowed to use four seeds. Four seeds that the government feels fit are for you to use. And really, how it works in nature is you have mass symbiosis. It's all about symbiosis, right? And what does that mean? That means you want to get every single type of seed you can and mix it all together so you have the synergy of all the plants. And that's what we do. We use 13 different seeds in the processing, heirloom seeds, and you want all the different cannabinoid profiles from every different plant rather than just one or two. You want to have as many heirloom different varieties so your body is getting access to all of it. Rather than they use these drug dealer terms like, oh, this cannabinoid is good for sleep, this cannabinoid is good for that. Why would you just have one or two and isolate it? Why wouldn't you have hundreds and hundreds of cannabinoids all working synergistically together? So that's kind of something you've got to be aware of. These legal CBDs are pharmaceutical ones. Anything that's from the pharmacy is never going to be the way it's done in nature because they've got all the hoops they have to jump through, and that's by design. It's designed in a way that a normal person like me wouldn't be able to afford to get the big grower licenses and to set the place up. It's cost millions of dollars. So it basically keeps people of good products out of the industry and allows only certain people to do the business. So anyway, guys, retreats, products, CBD, check it out, get on there. It supports the broadcast, supports everything that we do, and it really helps people to get well. The CBD has been proven to stop COVID and, well, not COVID, but you know what I mean, stop the protein spike shedding and to actually help the body get well really quickly. And we know this. We know it's a magically healing plant. They bastardized it and made it all about smoking as opposed to actual CBD. And even more so than that is industrial use for hemp. Industrial hemp is one of the most incredible things on the planet, but hasn't really taken off. It never really took off. The hemp revolution just kind of stagnated because they taxed it and they made it really hard to get. And then they've got all these regulations in the building industry, what you can and can't do. Oh, we need to do another 50 years of study. And it's like, motherfucker, people have been getting wealth from this shit and building houses from this stuff before your great-great-great-grandparents were even born, you know? So that's the issue. That's the world we live in at the moment. But what we're doing, we've actually got a big piece of rock and we're all chipping away at it. And underneath that rock, there's beauty, there's art, there's creativity, there's family, there's freedom. All that stuff's waiting for us. We've just got to keep chipping away. We're getting close. Things are doing pretty well. We're seeing a real uprising. And the first time I'm starting to see people really waking up. People I never thought who would wake up, they're waking up. Old friends, people from back in the area, you know, people I used to drink with, party with. People that I met just once or twice and I was like, fuck, if that person ever wakes up, we're on Easy Street. I've said that so many times about people, and yet each one of the people is pretty much awake now. So it looks pretty good, but let's keep the pressure on. Keep looking after yourselves. You know, give yourself a pat on the back for going through this last 2 years of absolute horrendous garbage. And thank you guys for what you do. I really appreciate it. And thank you for all the nice comments. Honestly, a couple of nice comments will keep me motivated for 2 months. So yeah, thank you guys who send me inboxes and whatnot. And I look forward to chatting to you guys soon. All right, bye now.